take. Christine, how are you doing today?
Staying inside where it's warm.
You got that right, my friend. Boy, it was 7 degrees here this morning and -3 wind chill.
Yeah, it was over here in Moore, but on the back porch at my house, it said it was 10 degrees, and I don't know what the wind chill would be at my house, but that's what it was when I got up at about 7:30.
18 now. Humidity's up outside for some reason. Maybe it's sweating and the sun's shining. 18 degrees and feels like 9, it says on the weather station. However, in the carport, it said like 22 degrees or something like that. I was really surprised. Of course, it's up against the house.
Yeah, over here at Spartanburg downtown airport, it says it's 18 degrees and it feels like 5. We're supposed to have a high of 30 degrees today.
Right, tell you that. Well, our kids are coming over today, and Bernice is over here making deviled eggs and barbecued ribs. And all the other trimmings that go along with it.
What I'm going to have today, but I got to be at church at 4:15. We're rehearsing it. And we got at 5 o'clock, we're having our Christmas Eve service, so I got to be there for that. And the choir is singing, so. And I got to run out to the grocery store and pick up a couple items here in a little while, and I'll do that before I go to the rehearsal this afternoon.
Out there. Boy, that COVID is really spreading around the country, and so is the flu. And I don't want either one.
Yep, you got that right. And well, good morning to you and Miss Bernice, and y'all have a Merry Christmas today, this evening, this afternoon with the kids, and I'll probably catch you sometime tomorrow on the air.
Christmas for our kids here, and the ones from Michigan didn't make it. They're up in Wisconsin. They're going to a Packers game. I can't believe it. It was much colder up there last night. And they're going to the Packers game today, I guess. They're out at the farm of my daughter, Shelley, her mother-in-law, and Hal's mom lives out on a farm. Up in the boondocks of Wisconsin. It's quite beautiful, but not this time of year. They drove over there, and the daughter from Ohio State drove up there. Hope she made it safe. I seen there was a 46-car pileup and 3 killed on the Ohio Turnpike last night. It really messed up some traveling experiences for people, unfortunately. Well, Bernice is going to mop the floor here in a minute. I think I'm going to go downstairs and hibernate. Now I got to go out and check the chickens. And that's about as far outside as I'm going to stick my head, and it's going to be for a short order, Rusty. You take care, and hope you have a nice time at church today. And 73 WU2T in 0TR.
All right, we'll catch you later, Tom. WU2T.
W4NGU.
I was just grabbing a deviled egg here, Phil. Merry Christmas, sir.
Oh, you and Bernice. I guess you're toasty warm over there with that generator.
Well, fortunately, it hasn't come into use yet, Phil. But it's a warm feeling to know it's there. There's sure a lot of people less fortunate today. I think they said there was over 26,000 out of power.
For about 3 hours this morning, but they always get mine on quick because I'm there on the highway with the other businesses, and they want those businesses paying that bill.
QSL on that. Oh, shoot. Well, did you get that song I sent you? What'd they call it? Anyways, it was a Christian singer. And he was singing a Biden ballad, shall we call it.
Words were good, but I love that song, so I didn't care for those words and that song. But, yes, it was funny.
I'm like you. They're trying to destroy our classic, been a little disappointed with our grandson's middle school concert the other day. They did not play any traditional Christmas carols. And to that I say, bah humbug.
It's getting crazy like that. They should play those things. The kids are never going to know it if they don't hear them.
Hopefully, they will pay the price someday for their Marxism. But at any rate, Dave, he's down in Florida enjoying the warm weather, I guess. He went to Coral someplace down there, I heard last night. And he had told me that. He goes to his wife's sister's home. And you'd have to be quite a way south in Florida to even get out of this. I remember standing guard and watching decommissioned airplanes at Jacksonville, Florida. And all we was required to wear was a work jacket when it was in the 30s down there one time in January. It was cold.
I heard some people not going to Florida for a bowl game because it's supposed to be in the 40s and then a 30 to 40 mile an hour wind. Brother, that'd get a little nippy. Well, we put in an order for a Walmart pickup. And they gather the groceries, you know, and you go and pick them up and wait in one of these spaces. Well, I parked here yesterday and called, and the guy said, oh, we're at least 2 hours behind. And I don't even know when to tell you to come back, but we'll send you an email. Well, they never did the whole day yesterday. So we rescheduled it for now, and I don't know if I'm going to sit here and wait. I don't know when they're going to come out here. This is a mess. I told my wife, if you want to do this, I'll do it Monday through Thursday, but I ain't coming out here anymore on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They just are perpetually understaffed, and you wait forever, and it's just a nightmare.
And Gerald T.R., yeah, you're absolutely right, Phil. We've done that once on something to keep from going in during the COVID crisis. It wasn't for groceries. I forget what it was for. But the daughter does it with Aldi's all the time and another place, too. What they call that other place? What is it? No, where they deliver it to your door, was it? Insta something or other. And they bring it to her door, and she says, even with a tip, she says, by the time I pay for gasoline to drive down there and take up my time when I'm busy with two kids and all, it's well worth it. But Aldi's will do that and bring it out to you, and I guarantee you, those people at Aldi's are on the stick.
We do that for at least a year before my dad died. Now we're doing it for my mom, delivery to the house by Walmart. And that's worked well. Occasionally they don't have something, but they don't charge you for it. And it's like $100 a year. That's nothing. I'm not going to sit and wait. I mean, I'll go through the store for that. But on the highway where we are, we just don't want groceries on the front porch. So we've paid the $100 a year, but we come here to pick them up. But it's just getting to be a nightmare to pick them up.
For that, do they? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but I mean, $100 a year is nothing, in my opinion. $2 a week.
That's a fact. Now, is that for delivery to your home or delivery out to your car?
Either one.
Fair, I'll tell you for sure. Oh, I'm sitting here streaming Johnny Cash and the Little Drummer Boy, 1959. I remember it well. How about you, Phil?
I play Christmas music year-round in the car. Not all the time, but quite a bit on Pandora, and it's free. And you can select traditional Christmas or kind of a mix, whatever kind of Christmas you want. And my thing brings up Bing Crosby and all these old things all the time, and I love it, man, and it brings down my blood pressure.
I think it would. Well, I'll tell you, the Pandora's great for that. I used to listen to classical music on it. And then I started using satellite radio, and every time they come up to renew it, they'd give you some unreasonable price. They was going to do it automatically, and they'd always send you the notice about 2 months in advance so that you'd forget about it when it renewed on your credit card. And it'd be up towards $200. So I just started putting it in my reminders on my phone and to call them a week before and just say, cancel it. And well, no, no, and they'd diddle around. Then pretty soon, they'd transfer you to another person and, well, we can give you this deal. And I'd say, no, no, we're older. We just listen to 60s on 6, 50s, and sometimes 70s. And then we listen to Willie's Roadhouse. We like the Western music too, some, and some of the old-timey music from the mountains, whatever they call it, I forget. And guys, it got clear down to $79 for a year, and that was really nice. I think this time it was closer to 90. And I have it in the truck and the car, and I get a lot of enjoyment out of it. I think we listened to Willie's Roadhouse and 60s on 60s, and that's about it. And Phil, there must be 250 channels on there.
Service, but I went through the same thing, arguing with them every year. And I just said, I'm going to Pandora. It's free, and it may not have quite as many channels, but it's got all I got time to listen to. So I just did that, but Mama's got Siri in her car, and it's just a fight with them all the time, so we're going to let that expire.
And this last year, they told me I'd never have to do that again. It automatically renewed at the correct price, and I thought, yeah, you're probably lying about that. It's like the Greenville News. They just... They give you a nice price for 3 months, and then they just sneak it up and up and up, and theirs is ridiculous what it gets to for a newspaper. And so I just quit them all together, and they keep hounding me, but you know, I'm not going back to it this time. And it's pro-Democrat, too, so I can find out what I want to know on the computer and on the local Fox News.
Yeah, we had to give it up for the same reason, and it keeps getting thinner and thinner. And Mother still keeps it for the obituaries, but she doesn't have a computer or internet. I probably wouldn't do it regularly, but I go to legacy.com every day as part of my job at work to report our alumni that have passed anywhere in the country. So I don't even need the paper for that.
Well, Bernice uses that legacy thing and looks back at Kansas, to our hometown there where we live. So many people. I had to go out a lot as an electrician to buy things all over town all the time, and I knew everybody by their first names and that, and it was nice knowing lots of people and lots of ham radio operators back then, but she still keeps track of it all, and then she keeps in touch with several people up there. I called my old buddy up there the other night and asked him to shut the door because he's letting too much cold air through. It was 1 below 0 up there at the time, and my other friend, an engineer in Bartlesville, said the same thing.
This is about a 10-year low. Seems like it's been a little more than 10 years around here since we got down to 4 degrees. But the car's off right now, but I was up to 20 degrees a few minutes ago. So I had my water spigots running more than a trickle, but they froze. So doggone it, I hope it gets to at least 32 today. I can get them running again.
God bless you. I hope so, too. We went through that many times back in Kansas in that old house we lived in, Phil. Well, showing 19 now, winds 5 to 9 from the west, and it feels like 10 degrees. We had 7 here this morning, and Fox News said that it got down to 8, which was a 40-year record. Hadn't done that, if I'm correct, since 1983, and something like that. Around 40 years, and I remember in 2013, I think it was, Phil, a couple of years after we moved down here. We moved here in 2010, and there was 9 inches of snow and 12 degrees. Arg.
For years that we had just the tiniest dusting of snow in the month of May when I was growing up around here, and everybody says I was crazy. And the other night, Chris Justice was going over some of the area records, and he said, now, back in May of so-and-so, it was only a brief little dusting, but we had some snow, and I started to call him and say, have your wife kiss you.
He's the greatest. Him and Bickford, Dan Bickford on the other channel, he used to be at Channel 7 back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, when he first started out, if you can believe that one, Phil.
Justice.
Bernice says on Channel 7.
Do move around to the bigger markets. If you're good, they'll keep moving you up to bigger markets.
Met him out there. I went out there just a few times, and one time I went out there with the one of my electronic instructors in college, and he had to work on the commercial machine. It was 2-inch videotapes in cassettes, and that's where Dan worked, but he wasn't working that shift that night. But he's a nice fella too, and a very good weather forecaster. They got some good ones on there now. That Perella is really good, and she's got a long lineage of history and weather, and I think she was from the Northwest on Channel 4. I bounce around. I don't watch much news on those channels, just 21 or Fox. But I try to catch the weather on each one, and Justice is he's about as good as you can get. Sometimes he might over-forecast something a little bit, but it's always on the side of the consumer, and he's looking out for us. And, you know, Mother Nature's hard to predict down here, and he just does the best job he can.
About weathermen, I think they do a great job. I mean, look at the area that Channel 7 and Channel 4 cover. It's going to be wrong in some part of that area. But I think everybody ought to learn to do the news if you have any rapport with speaking in front of people. My daughter's biological dad, I inherited her by marriage, and he does weather for the military. And shoot, he got it made.
Saying that you can be wrong 7 times in a row and still retain your job as a weatherman. I think that's cruel because they really do a good job. I ran radar for quite a few years in the service, and it was nothing compared to these phased array radars and these Doppler radars now. The one that Channel 4 has, and the technology and the weather forecaster's ability to look at that plethora of information and tell you right where there's probably a tornado or hail or whatever it might be, it's just pretty incredible. So their background in meteorology, I know our nephew Steve that flies 787s, that's what he majored in at Kansas University, and there was a huge amount of mathematics in that.
Well, let me give him another call, see what's happening here. I'm getting tired of sitting here talking, although I'm enjoying talking to you. Y'all have a Merry Christmas, and because I probably won't talk to you again before then, being this Christmas Eve, but we'll see you later. W4, never give up.
Sorry you're having trouble there. Yeah, our children from here are coming over, and Bernice is fixing a big meal, a beautiful meal as usual. And Amy's going to come over and help finish it up around 12:30. Our other children are going to do a FaceTime call from the farm in Wisconsin, and I think all the cousins and that are coming, and I don't know what day it is, but they're going to go over and watch a Packers game. Oh, man, I can't imagine how cold that would be. I guess that's why they call them cheeseheads. Take care, Phil. Come by and see us anytime. W4NGU in 0TR 73.
TR K4 GSC.
For GSE in 0TR. Good morning, and I'm having a brain something or other here. Give me your name, and I know your voice and your goal. It's on here. Well, it's good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. I'm going to go out and check on the girls here in a minute, and I didn't know if you'd want to volunteer for that or not.
I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning. It was 3 degrees here this morning when I got up.
That sounds like my days back in Kansas. I had to work out in that at times. I worked on an air compressor at 5 degrees below zero one time in about 20 or 30 mile an hour winds. And you could just run out there for a few minutes, and you had to run inside. And oh, it took several years before the management decided we needed a building around that air compressor. But after they lost enough money by it being down during cold weather, and we were using the thinnest oil you could possibly use on that Worthington compressor, they kind of come to the conclusion they made a mistake putting it outside.
I completely understand about that. Yesterday I was over at the old man's house. Wind caught his awning and bolted it up, and we ended up having to take it down. But I just wanted to wish you and Bernice and the rest of the family Merry Christmas. I didn't know if I'd get to talk to you again before the new year came in.
Patrick, and thank you. I apologize for forgetting your name. I just am good about call signs and numbers, and Bernice is the one that's excellent on names. She's my encyclopedia. You take care, Patrick. And we had 7 degrees, but it's up to 20. Feels like 10 with the wind right now. But it's not near like it was yesterday, is it? 73's Patrick. Merry Christmas. This is N0TR clear.
3-2-K4-GSC, I'll be clear.
Sorry,
N4-DJC. Jerry, you're getting ready to head outside. Bernice's going to run me out of the kitchen here. How you doing?
Well, thanks so much for the card. That was a welcome surprise. It's really nice to get something like that. Yeah, I feel a little bit better today. I'm upstairs now. I got up the stairs okay, but I'm being real cautious. I gotta get to the doctor next week. Maybe they'll get this thing out, I hope. But anyway, I heard you talking a little bit earlier and wanted to give you a shout. It was cold this morning. Power went out about 7 o'clock and came back on just a little bit after 9, so we were tickled to death having power back on. But I was getting ready to crank the generator up, but thankfully I didn't have to do that, thankfully.
Yeah, God bless you. I wouldn't want to be in that position. I've been there many times up in Kansas, and several times down here the power went out. They got a little better, of course, since I put in a Generac, about not losing it. We're down at the end of the line on a run here from all clear over by Vaughn's Meat Market, and it comes clear up here, which is several miles. But it terminates about 3 or 4 houses down, I noticed, on the high voltage side. And then they pick it up on a different line since they built that new addition over there on the other side of the road of about 400 houses up across Highway 101. Well, you do not need to be out in that, Jerry. And we were worried about you and thinking about you, and I hope that made you feel a little better, and it just something we wanted to send your way. sometimes something like that helps a little bit. They said 9/10 of our sicknesses is psychological, but I got to tell them the other 91% isn't. I hurt like the dickens this morning, but it's just the weather.
Well, you're right about that. And I'm not getting out of anything. I'm staying inside. Liam went out this morning in the Honda and had low tire pressure stuff came on. And did the same thing with my son's Toyota truck. So he had to go out last night and put air in. I'm going to get him, kind of put some air in the Accord today when he gets back in. He gets off about 5, I think, today. They got a short day. But I told him, I said, you ought to get off some of that. So I'll get off some of that gold mine money and go out and buy us an air compressor where we can keep these things. We got two cars that got the air tire pressure sensor systems in them. And, you know, if you don't keep about over 30 pounds of air in them, those things will, they'll notify you. And a heartbeat. His has got an actual app where it actually lists the tire pressure for each tire on his Tacoma.
Nice. Ours has got the tire pressure sensors in them. I worked a little bit on a machine that inspected those things. I worked at a wheel plant for 4 years where they shut it down after working at another plant, 32, and a printing plant for a year. But I planned on retiring from that wheel plant, and they sent it to Mexico when the car industry went downhill. But it did that automatically, and they were made by Siemens. I remember that, the sensors. And I think they said the OEM price was like $35 or something, but they get considerable more than that at the dealerships. It's pretty neat, like at Discount Tire, they'll walk around, and they got a receiver on a little hooty-dooty there, you know, and they just walk by and check each one and see if it's putting out a good signal strength.
We go to Wilburn Tire, Dan. It's only about a mile from the house. We've been going to them. There's the Michelin guys here in the area, at least in the Anderson area. They've been going to them for years. They give us real good service. You know, they don't mind taking them in and take a look at anything, whether you buy anything from them or not. And they check, you know, I can reset the sensor gauges from inside the car on this new Accord, but, you know, if the rolling diameter's got to be a certain distance, I think, or at least the diameter has to be a certain diameter, otherwise it measures the rolling resistance of the tire. At least that's what most of the standard ones. I'm sure other ones may do something different, but that's what they originally were. But the new ones, I think, do it some other way. I'm not sure how they operate, but anyway, he popped it up on the average. He said, yeah, he said, is that too much? I said, you need to run about 34 in them. I said, because if you don't, I said, just as soon as the weather cools off again, I said, you'll be right back. You know, hunt for an air pump somewhere.
This is NZTR. Yeah, I watch mine. I might just go do that pretty carefully. I check about it. Ours on the Avalon has, and so does the truck, it has a sensor on the spare tire, and that fooled me one time. It had done it before, and we backed out, and I didn't consider it a danger because I looked at the tires, and they looked pretty normal, but I didn't check them. And the time we got down to Costco's, it had went flat. And it wasn't to spare that time. So, buddy, I'll put a pressure gauge on them. I always carry a pressure gauge in each one of the vehicles anyways. And some of that fix-a-flat stuff, which you don't want to use unless you absolutely have to, because the people fixing the tires will cuss you. It's not a nice thing to put in those tires. But I didn't know they had one for rolling resistance. I've looked at that on different brands of tires, and I know the Michelins have one of the best, and I stick with the Michelins. They've always been good, and I stick with Discount Tire. They've always been very good to us, so it's something to to watch out for that spare tire fooling you if it goes down, and the other ones are still good.
I don't think we have a full size in this car. I think it's a small one that you may have a full size in the Avalon. I know you got a full size in the truck, I'm sure. But he told me something to do with rolling, the diameter of the tire, and it can check with the ones, it did check the actual air pressure. But there again, I don't know whether this guy knew what he was talking about or not. But, some of these cars, Tom, they don't even have a spare tire with them anymore. And that was something that shocked me. I'd never heard anything like that. I said, that's about the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Or QSL, that's affirmative. Yeah, the Avalon's got a full-size Michelin in the back, and it's kind of a pain to check it because I got a basket of stuff back there. I guess that's the survival in me from Kansas. I got caught out twice in bad snowstorms. Once in Kansas City, Bernice and I got dropped off at a bus drop-off at Kansas City International. And I noticed there weren't any other people out there, and the car's license tags had all been covered up with snow. And we started looking for our car, and it was like almost whiteout conditions, and we couldn't find it. And so we went back to this little booth and called for a rescue, and they come out and got us, but it took them quite a while. That was scary. And another time I was delivering a part for a diesel engine to a coal mine, and it was way up in Missouri, and they actually, when I got there was so much ice on my 62 Ford that they had to take the back seat out because they broke my key off in the trunk lid back there trying to get it out, and the coal mine was down until they got that part for that diesel. And that's why I volunteered for it, because it paid more money. But they didn't tell me there was an ice storm between there and that mine up there in Missouri, Jerry. And I got stuck out on Prairie Center, and the road disappeared, and my heater quit in that 62 Ford. I've been to survival school, but I got to tell you, that was one of the scariest times I ever remember.
I don't want to be in that mess. I got a run time. Lynn just got home. I'm going to head on out and get warm again. It got cold. It got down to about 60 degrees in here when the power went off. It's back up around 73 now, so it feels toasty again. Everybody needs to have a nice afternoon. And again, appreciate the car so much. And stay out of that weather if you can. N0TR, N4DJC.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that, and we care about you. Take care. Have a Merry Christmas. If I don't hear you again, hope I do. In 4DJC and 0TR, I'm going to go down and get some coveralls on and my burr suit and a mask and go out and visit the girls. See if the chickens are in good shape. It's up to a whopping 21 degrees here, but it feels like 12 with the wind. 73 is Jerry. N4DJC and 0TR clear.
TR KF4NXY.
KF4NXY, good morning. And I got to get out of my wife's way or she's going to slap me around. I'm sitting up here in the kitchen. She's wanting to mop the floor.
Hey, listening, Tom, just want to tell you Merry Christmas right quick because I know you got to go out and feed them chickens. But y'all have a Merry Christmas, and I know I don't talk to you very often on here, but I do like to listen, and I do enjoy the conversation. So you have a really great day, and try and stay warm, and I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY.
KF4NXY. The pleasure's all mine, sir. Thanks for jumping in there, and I'll get out of the way before I catch a mop handle upside the head. First you put me doing it. Just jump in there anytime. I recognize your voice. 73, this is N0TR clear.